So, mate, you waiting patiently?
Ready for your walk.
Come on then. How's it, mate? Priority here is getting Lippy wrapped up as cozy as possible so she can enjoy her walk and not be a little ice cube. Join this, mate.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
When I'm doing the song, sometimes I can distinguish it come from the left or from the...
Yeah, don't bother, don't bother. Then listen on top, okay? Above the head.
So you have to figure out first that it's
don't
come
figure
from
out,
the...
Don't figure, don't bother, okay?
Just listen.
Yes. You listen with the soul, not with the ears.
Yeah, the song is very nice, but I'm kind of scared about if it comes from the left.
Don't be scared. It's okay.
So
when I say don't listen to the left side, I mean you don't pull your attention leftward, see? Because the left side brain, you know already, through your scientific reports, that the left side of the brain is not so good for you, okay? Most people think with the left side of the brain, and we're not balanced. That's why we should shift to the right now, okay? And through the help of the sound, it comes through the right, and then you balance your ability.
So as long as you not pay attention to the left side, the sound is okay. You don't have to worry about it coming
from...
Yes. Okay, thank
you. Just don't bother even if you think it comes from the left. It's not true. Mm-hmm. It's just that your tendency is a bit more leftward, like most of the people in the world. And that's why many people are not balanced. Okay?
Thank you very much, Master. Yeah.
The scientists also tell us that we should make more use of the right brain. So actually, our method is very scientific also. I'm not very good at science, but you know better. I just remind you a little bit like that, and then you remember or you research again, huh? Because sometimes too much scientific explanation, it loses the flavor, you know? Right? You know, you sit there and analyze your wife's nose is straight and there's two holes in between. And her eyes have pupils, and the pupil is made of what? You know what I mean? Inside is flesh and mushy and slimy. Oh, then no more beauty. And the nose is like running something, you know, yucky. Yeah, then you're done. So in modern times, sometimes people try to explain our method in a very scientific way. That's also very good. It appeals to more of the scientific people, huh? That's also fine to help them. But only for them it's necessary because they're too trained in that direction, huh? But otherwise, for us, we don't care if it's scientifically proven or not. We just feel good about it, and it's beneficial, and it always works, and it's miraculous, and we just call it mystic, huh? Mystic kind of transport, mystic kind of experience, and it's romantic, and it's mysterious, and it's fine with us. But science does help us, huh? That helps us when we discover, a lot of scientists now discover, and they say there is a kind of, they call it joy spot, you know, a spot of joy inside the brain, and they have even located where it is. And that's the way we look through that. we say we look forward, but actually when we close our eyes, we look inward, you know what I mean? Because at that time, the space is not, there is no front, no back, no side, no left, no right anymore. It's just the space inside, our inner kingdom. And we look inward. And at that time, when we try to locate our so-called joy spot, that whatever the people name it, we call it wisdom eye, then we feel happy. Huh? We call it the wisdom eye, the scientists call it, I don't know what to... a lot of names they call it, huh? Joy spot and other things, it's what, wisdom spot, you know, kind of memory center, whatever that was, they call it, a lot of names, huh? It's good for us to also be affirmed in that way, but otherwise we don't need it, huh? You know, those less educated people, like farmers or mountain people who live a simple life, have fantastic experiences, or like those in China or Ao Lạc, Vietnam, they have not even seen any so-called master, just seen the messenger. And they're so pure-minded, some of them, huh? That they have more experience than those of you with PhD, whatever, not. Yeah, because the more we learn, the more we are complicated. We are very complicated set of beings, the city people. And so very difficult for us to even concentrate. We concentrate and then money comes, ooh! Oh, beautiful girl comes, wow! And what kind of things come except the Buddha? But then we just have to try more and more until all these things pass. And then the Buddha will also appear. Yeah? I'm finished. I say? As long as I tell you don't ask any mundane questions, no physical questions, no material questions, then no questions. Not too much, see?
One more question.
我做足了三小时以后的在自然都有没有帮助呢？那一点点可以啊，不过已经做足够就不需要，哈，睡着了。因为我们如果糖这样子做的话，马上就睡了，啊，不好玩。行了哈。The kids have the stuff or not? Did they give you? Huh? Did they give you the candies?
Yes.
Yeah, good, good. All right then, tomorrow what time do you go? Noon?
4:30.
Huh? 4:30. 4:30 in the afternoon?
Yes.
Wow, very diligent. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're really good, huh? Can sit for a long time. I mean, in a different position, but really sit long. It's okay, some are just, you know, kind of sidetracked a little. And then come back again, huh? But you do enjoy meditation? Yeah? You want to ask a question? You enjoy? No questions? Where are all the Philippines? Are you okay? You still a nurse? It helps you? Uh-huh. Where are all the Mexicans? All of you? Other people gone home?
Yes.
Gone to work? Or came back tonight? Okay. Wow, that's very free. The retreat is free, huh? Ah, it's good. It's good this way also. Maybe better than an international retreat, no? Huh? What are you laughing at? Huh? You can come anytime you want. You sleep anytime you want. It's more free, huh?
Yes.
Okay, we have no more questions. I did meditate with you for a while, 5 minutes or something. Because I'm bored with your style, you know. I don't know how to become one with you, so just get to walk up and down.
Hi, Master, may I ask a question? A question about how to balance the meditation and the worldly responsibility, because according to your teaching, whenever we do something, we should do it wholeheartedly. So,
yeah.
I mean, if we are too devoted to our job, our work, I mean, it seems all the day you are thinking about it, even during your meditation,
uh-huh.
You are still, I mean, some kind of doing our job.
Yeah.
How to balance this meditation and the job?
I know. We just have to try. There's no other way, yeah? Try, you know? After a while, sometimes it works. Just like a lottery.
I mean, should we just cool down the interest to the job, or should we do something to...
You mean during meditation time? No, if you have a big question about job, a problem, then of course during the meditation time, you can ask about it for a while, think about it. Or sometimes we don't even ask, you know, it's automatic. Sometimes you have a problem and it gives you headache and you don't know how to solve it. So I say, oh, never mind, just forget it. I need a meditation for a while. Then after your meditation or during meditation, you do have the answer very clearly.
Yeah, but I mean, I think every job has endless problem. It can never finish.
What?
I mean, in the job, there is always problem. I mean...
In the job, always problems.
Yeah, I mean, there are always things to solve. And
yeah, but whenever you cannot solve, then, you know, it will come through the meditation. You don't do it even deliberately, okay? You just try to meditate, and whatever comes will come. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. You know, the world, there are 1,001 problems unsolved. So yours is not the only one. Don't worry about it, okay? You're not supposed to be a superman in this world. You make mistakes, all right.
Thank you, Master.
Yeah, just try your best, yeah. You're very shy, huh? Okay. Any other problems you want to ask? Yeah, like how to give my child a name, things like that, huh?
Hello, Master. My question is, when you meditate, for example, some people pray for something. In my understanding is, if the things you are praying is really right things, maybe when you meditate, you pray, it can work out for you. But if it seems something kind of like not good enough or not very good reason, maybe not very just for loving or for something good, maybe no matter how hard you try, you meditate, you pray, they may never come true. Is that correct?
No. Not correct. It's just that the time has not come. You know, when you pray to the Master, actually, most of the time, it depends on you to make it come true. It's not the Master. Whether you want the bad thing or you want a good thing, it will come true. Because you are the one who is responsible for your prayer. You are the one who wants it. And you know, because you are the Master too. Don't blame any other Master. You are. Okay? You know what you want, and your wisdom will know it and grant it to you because you want that experience. Maybe it's a very expensive experience for you and it costs you dearly in many ways. But then if you want to learn it hard way like that, the Master will let you learn. Because Master is not a dictator sitting there telling you what to do. Just assist you to grow, to master yourself and to make the right choice at the right time. And you learn to make it sometimes by mistake. Sometimes by hardship. It's all right. Nobody is there to judge you except yourself. You have to know, okay, I know that was bad, but I still wanted it because I was weak. I wasn't strong enough to control my desire. So I take full responsibility. That's it. Next time, don't do it again because you know already it's no good. But if you already know something is good and you're really sincere, and pray for it with full length, you know, and never change your mind about that desire, then it will come true. But sometimes it takes time, you know, because it's sometimes when something you desire involves a lot of other people, then you have to wait until their minds get your message and tune in with your desire and all that, and they might not even tune in that quickly, and they might not even tune in at all. It depends on how strong you are to be able to even maneuver other people's minds to suit your desire. So sometimes desire comes true quickly, sometimes it comes slowly, because it depends on how large is the scale, how many people involved, and what the circumstance in which your desire will be fulfilled. That's the way it is, yeah? But if you have a girlfriend, she already loves you, and you desire that you marry her and that she'll be okay, and then you just take some time for her to digest the same idea, you know, and have the same desire with you, and then it will come quickly because it involves only two persons and already in almost the same direction, you see what I mean? That's why group involvement and group consciousness work wonders. That's why when people pray together in a big group, you know, even if they're not Kuan Yin practitioners, they join minds, they join sincerity, it works. Because if everybody wants the same thing at the same time, it's bound to work. When Jesus said, when two or more sit together in my name, I'll be with them. That's what he means by two. When two people agree upon one thing, or more people agree upon one thing, it will come true, definitely, like that. If they were both in the same mind, same sincerity, you know, same oneness, it will come true. But it takes some time. See what I mean? Some things take some time. If you desire to have a cake, I don't think you should pray or anything. Just go to the shop, see if you have it. Huh? And it's quick.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.